Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the protein craze. From supermarket shelves overflowing with protein-packed snacks to the surge in high-protein diets, it's everywhere.
It's like protein took over the world, right? I mean, roasted chickpeas next to the crisps, high-protein pizza. Even Mars bars are getting in on the action. What's driving this obsession?
Well, the article points to a few factors. First, fitness influencers and celebrities are promoting the strong over skinny look. It's become a trend, almost an obsession.
Yeah, and remember when everyone was all about fiber and whole grains? Now it's protein, protein, protein. The article mentions Google searches for high protein diet hit record levels in January. Crazy.
64% of Americans want to eat more protein. That's according to the Hartman Group. And in Britain, Ocado says over 40% of their customers upped their protein intake last year. It's not just gym rats anymore either.
Right. It's everyday people realizing protein helps build muscle and keeps you feeling full. Kantar found spending on protein-packed sports nutrition products in Britain doubled in just 3 years. That's a massive jump.
Wergen Esser from Danone says it started with young people wanting to look buff, but it spread to older folks focused on staying healthy and strong. Then the pandemic hit, and health concerns went through the roof. Now, GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic are further fueling the fire.
GLP-1 drugs, how so?
Well, these drugs suppress appetite, but they can also cause muscle loss. So people are turning to protein to counteract that. It's a whole new market opening up.
Fascinating. But is all this protein actually good for us? The article mentions the WHO recommends only 0.83 grams per kilogram of body weight, and that many people already exceed that.
Exactly. It's a bit of a tightrope walk for food companies. Consumers want high protein, less processing, and more plant-based options that are good for the gut. Talk about a challenge.
So what are companies doing to keep up?
They're innovating. Danone is developing hybrid dairy products with plant-based protein. Bioautiful Gut Health is focusing on high-protein kefir with natural ingredients. And the curators are trying to balance protein content with taste in their lentil chips.
It really sounds like a balancing act, huh? Taste and health, protein and plants. I wonder how long this protein craze will last.
Who knows? Food fads come and go, but as the article concludes, good flavor is always a winner.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking down this protein phenomenon with me.
My pleasure. And thank you all for listening to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.